Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Adam Feiner of the News Tribune, and before Adam and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Adam's conversation with Capital City defensive coordinator Cameron McDaniel.
So Elias has the deal with our quarterback, Weaver Kid, hurt you both ways. Just what stands out to you on film when you look at him?
Well, just, you know, he doesn't look like it by looking at him, but he's fast, he's athletic, he'll make you miss. I mean, he's as good as any quarterback we've seen all season. And that's, you know, so he's, like I said, he's definite dual threat, and he can make you look bad.
Defensively with Elias, they've got the two inside linebackers, pretty tough. Just what are you going to have to do offensively to kind of combat those?
Well, we've got to make sure we sustain blocks. You know, I don't want to speak too much for the offensive end of it, but just basic football, you got to, you know, we have to execute what we want to do. We got to block the right guy and stay on the block and, you know, the kind of almost the same as with defense, go where you're supposed to go and do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, and your chances increase.
Right. You guys, underdogs, I don't think I'm wrong in saying that.
No.
Sometimes underdogs try to pull trick plays, anything to try to spring an upset. Is that something we can maybe anticipate this week, a little more of that?
Probably not. Okay. I mean, I think at this point the best thing we can do is work on basic fundamentals and trying to improve each week, you know, and regardless of who we play. So that's kind of the basic philosophy is we're still building, and, you know, it would be nice to sit here and do all these things, but then if that takes away from us getting better at fundamentals or from us building on what we were trying to get done, then it's, you know, it's not time well used. So.
All right, that was Capital City defensive coordinator Cameron McDaniel. And Adam, this is one of those weeks where you just try to probably limit what you think about last week and just focus on the upcoming task at hand, because really not a whole lot to take away from last week's 36-0 loss to Jefferson City.
Right. It's almost, you know, you had your clunker.
Right.
Sometimes there's solace in getting that out of the way.
Sure.
Because quite honestly, I know Capital City didn't start exactly fast against Warrensburg, but they kind of hung in
right.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's been gradual improvement since then,
mm-hmm.
but then last week you kind of feel like maybe a step back, got the clunker out of the way. Obviously, a tough task this week, so should be focused.
You know, sometimes it's just a matter of you run into teams where they're just a bad matchup for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it may just be the sort of thing where, you know what Jefferson City likes to do on defense just does not match up well with, like, what you want to do on offense if you're Capital C. And the fact that, you know what, you know that you want to run the ball and you know that that's the one thing that you know, you're going to hang your head on offensively and they were able to stop it, then sometimes you just have to tip your hat to the other team and go, okay, you know what, you stopped us, good on you, and now we'll get refocused on ourselves and try to, you know, get ready for this week.
Yeah. Again, you know, Jays did a great job stuffing the run, limiting possession too. Capital City thrives on that time of possession, those
sure.
long, time-consuming drives where they end up kind of just gashing you 40
right.
yards at a time. Jays were really able to limit that. But like I said in this week's preview, Capital City's not going to stray from
right.
their game plan. They
right.
know who they are.
Sure.
They've established their identity. It's no secret to their opponents. So they're going to stick with what they know and just
right.
keep trying to improve.
Yeah. They are now 0-5, 0-4 in the CMAC. And like you kind of alluded to, they get probably the toughest game in their CMAC schedule this year. Elias, who comes in at 5-0 and 3-0 in the CMAC. And it's a Elias team that has been putting up points in bunches this season. So at a certain point, you just go, okay, it's just going to be as simple as, can you somehow slow down that offensive attack for Elias? And how do you do it? I don't know. But I'm sure that, you know, as the defensive coordinator, Cameron McDaniel has been busy this week trying to figure out, okay, how do we slow down this offense?
Yeah, and it starts with trying to limit. I mean, I don't even want to say stop, because I don't know
sure.
if a lot of teams in this whole state can stop Elias.
Right.
It's about limiting dual threat quarterback Jake Weaver, trying to be decent against the pass. I do know that's an area of success Capital City had
okay.
last week. Jay's quarterback only completed 3 of 10 passes. So they can kind of hang their hat on that.
Right.
But again, Jay's had success running the ball. That's been an area of focus, an area of struggles for Capital City. That's going to be no different this week
right.
than Elias.
How much of this might be kind of the adage of that your best defense might be a good offense, and maybe if you can get if you can get your running game going and you can kind of play keep away maybe a little bit and keep the ball out of the hands of Elias, maybe that may go a long way towards helping you be successful in this one.
Absolutely, you hit the nail on the head. Quite honestly, you look at contrasting styles throughout the history of football.
Sure,
big games like that, high potent offenses versus ball control defensive teams. It's all about time and possession,
right.
quite honestly, and turnover battle. Again, Capital City didn't win the turnover battle last week. It's about holding on to the ball for as long as possible,
yep.
keeping that offense on the sideline, keeping mm-hmm. yours on the field, and making sure your defense gets rest.
Right.
Because Elias, they'll wear you out,
right.
both through the air and on the ground.
Well, and it may be important to get that defense rest for just from the standpoint of, you know what, I think if you also feel like you're going to have a chance in this game, you're going to have to maybe play, have some long defensive possessions from the standpoint of you want to make Elias take a lot of plays to score, whereas mm-hmm. as opposed to letting them have, you know, the two or three big gash plays, you want to make them go 9, 10, 11, 12 plays where they're having to grind it out and work their way down the field. So yeah, if you can get that defense some extra rest when they're not on the field, you know, that may be important to help keeping them fresh enough to, you know, make Elias have to battle for every score.
And oftentimes, when those high-potent offenses, they're scoring in 3 plays, 5 plays, such like that. When they have to grind out drives, 8 plays, 10 plays, they're more susceptible to turnovers,
sure.
quite honestly,
yep.
just because they're not used to staying on the field that long.
Right. I don't want to get away from the fact that we mentioned this early. We haven't mentioned it the last couple weeks as we've kind of gotten into the flow of you know, it seems like it's a normal season. We're still talking about a first-year program. So mm-hmm. it is one of those things where you just go, okay, there's going to be hiccups. There's going to be games where you're going to have to, you know, bounce back from a tough loss. You're going to have games where you're just going to come in overmatched, where you just go, okay, you know what? This is on paper one of those games where you go, you know what? We're just in trouble on this game. Mm-hmm. So how much of this week for the Cavaliers is just going to be a matter of maybe not necessarily little victories, but just having to be, okay, we're going to have to make sure that we're just going to have to take some solace in if we can do this well, if we can do this well, if we can do this well. Because you know what? You look at their schedule, and there may not be a tougher team on their schedule this year. So you just go, you know, we're just going to have to know that we're in for a long game Friday night at Adkins Stadium, and we're just going to have to be ready to make sure that it's not longer by making it worse for ourselves.
Right. Continued improvement. That's what this program has been about from
right.
day one,
yeah.
quite honestly. You know, I did the season preview, and they said, We might struggle. There might not be a lot of wins.
Right.
But if we continue to see improvement gradually throughout the year, and for the most part there has been,
sure.
aside from last week,
right.
that's all they're concerned about.
Yeah.
It's about the long game, not per se the week-to-week games
right.
for Capital City. And yeah, it could be a long night. But if they hang around, if they play clean, I think they're going to come out of this and say, all right, we improved. We accomplished our goal.
Right, right. We're 5 games into the season now. I think I think a lot of people, myself included, are surprised we're still playing at 5 games into the season. I did not have high expectations for this season to go the distance, whether it be with some small interruptions, bigger interruptions as some teams have had. But I just not, you know, I think when I first saw the schedule come out, I went, you know, they're not going to be playing into October. Well, we're into October now, so I think that in and of itself is a victory. And I think again, as a first year program, I think any extra games that you can get in a season where you didn't know if you were going to get more than a game or two, this has got to be a good thing, because just every week's, even if it's a test where you just go, oh my gosh, look at who we got to play this week, at least it's a game where you get to go, okay, we can make some strides, we can make some growth just by playing an actual football game.
Right. I mean, Capital City benefits from its location, quite honestly.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Kansas City, some of those teams aren't playing.
Right.
Just because of their location.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, you know, a fledgling program just trying to find its identity, sure, trying to find its feet, not playing.
Right.
So, quite honestly, every week that passes, it's an extra bonus.
And even just in terms of the simple kind of numerical standpoint from the fact of you're trying to get kids to buy into this program, you're trying to grow the program where each year you're trying, okay, if we can get a couple more kids to come out, you know, it's always tough with new schools and new programs, and you just try to go, okay, we just got to – sometimes it's just literally how many kids can we get out is a major, you know, succeeding. You know, so I think it's just if you can kind of keep this going and keep going, okay, you know what? Yeah, you're right. If they had their quote-unquote, you know, initial season, and their initial season had been, we're not playing this season, then that makes that even harder just to get the kids, you know, to get the buy-in and try to get to the standpoint of where you go, okay, you know what? This year, at least, you go, hey, we've got a team. We're rolling it out there every Friday. And look at this. You know, you can come see our games, you know, and we can generate interest in the program that way. So I think, you know, any game you play at this point is just gravy. But I think keeping that ball rolling in a positive direction is the right thing.
Yeah. Mentally, it's great for the kids. Physically, it's awesome for the kids, sure, and the coaches to see film.
Yeah.
You've got a season of film to go back on. Once you get to the off season, you've got film on other teams. You've got film on yourself, so you can know what to work on,
right,
in camp.
Sure.
What to work on before the season.
Yeah.
What to work on next season,
right,
quite honestly. Again, they aren't just going to flip the switch,
right,
all of a sudden.
Right.
This is going to be a multi-year process.
Yep. All right, I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast, and I know that I kind of know which way both you and I are leaning, but let's just go ahead and have you firm it up by giving your official prediction for this week's game.
So I think Helias gets to 50, quite honestly.
Okay.
They're just so high-powered. You know, 56 last week against a Rockbridge team that Capital City did have some success on,
mm-hmm,
against, especially offensively. But against a good Rockbridge defense, 56, 31, 68 against Hickman, just too hard to stop.
Right.
So I've got 55 to 12.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Adam Finer, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's games, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following NT Sports on Twitter. Thanks for listening.